So good morning, everyone, and welcome to Living Beyond Limits. I'm so glad that you've joined us today, and if you're online, I'm so glad that you've joined us online today. I'm Reverend Jennifer Speer, and we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living. And again, welcome. And so, as we begin our service this morning, I'm going to invite our practitioner, David Conant, forward. He's going to come and do an evocation to, as we evoke an awareness of the presence of spirit that is always right where we are, and do a contemplative reading for us. And in the meantime, what I invite you to do is to begin to kind of settle into yourself. And we're going to sing or listen to the song We Are by Denise Rosier that will help take us a little bit deeper into our own beingness, into the stillness that resides within us, where we find ourself, where we find our own peace and our own wholeness. And so I invite you just to kind of begin to settle in.
Take a moment to become present here and now. I turn my thoughts to within, to the place where I experience the presence of pure spirit, and where my oneness with the one source is never in question. God goes with me wherever I go, and with whatever I am doing. This is my divine companion, and it blesses my life. This is also true for everyone here today. Since Spirit is always with us, it is for certain here as Living Beyond Limits. God is with each one of us now, and as such, this is a powerful presence with us today. That living spirit flows through Reverend Jennifer into this service and into our lives, and it radiates out into the world. I bless Reverend Jennifer for creating this opportunity for us. I bless Ray for sharing his connection with Spirit with us. I bless everyone here. I bless all spiritual paths. And I bless our time together. And so it is. Good morning.
Good
morning. My reading today is from 365 Science of Mind by Ernest Holmes. And the title is A Creative Spirit Expresses Through Me. Let us take a very simple lesson from nature. Perhaps from where you are sitting, you can see trees. Remember that the tree's roots from which it draws its life are entirely invisible. We have roots in the mind of God. Our personality, our individuality, everything we are and do that the world sees is really a result, in effect, of our continually drawing on the infinite. We must come to believe that the creative spirit in back of all things also flows through us. If we think of ourselves as rooted in God and expect divine power to flow through us, our every thought and action will be animated by the same life that clothed the lily of the field. God has imparted our life to us, placing no limitation or condition that would restrict us other than this. Our life must be lived constructively in unity and love and sympathy with everything around us if we expect to live it to the fullest. I believe that every person is born to be creative and to live to the fullest, life to the fullest, and to be happy, glad, prosperous, and whole. It is Spirit's pleasure to give me the kingdom of good. I accept it with joy and gratitude, knowing that I am called to be a creative center of life. All that I desire for myself, I desire for others as well. Sensing the presence of love guiding and directing me, I go forth to spread this love to all those I meet. And so it is.
Thank you, David. Very nice. And so I'd like to share with you now our mission statement at Living Beyond Limits. And if you know it, you can say it along with me. And if you don't, I invite you to just take it in. And it goes like this. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. And so that's what we're up to here at Living Beyond Limits, is we are giving ourselves the opportunity by showing up and through the words and that are spoken and through the songs that are sung and the prayers that are said, coming to that realization that that divine presence lives within us. That it lives within us at all times, in all places, and that it expresses within us as a presence of peace and the truth of our own wholeness, the truth of our own authentic power, and as a presence of love. Because what happens is, it's only as we come to recognize that that is within us at all times, that then, regardless of what's happening in the world, regardless of who's being peaceful or not, or who's reflecting love to us or not, we can be the ones that tap into that love or that peace or our own wholeness. And then as we come to the situations in our lives, we come differently. We come as a healing presence for ourselves, and we come as a healing presence for all of those that are in those situations and circumstances, because we come to the world differently. And so what happens when we do that is we are evolving our own selves, our own spirits, our own lives, but we are also participating in that collective evolution of humanity, because we are all connected to each other and to every single thing in this universe. And so I thank every single one of you for answering the call of your own spirit to be walking this path, to be bringing that presence of love and peace and goodness into this world, for being that conduit. I say thank you to each of you. We have a little breeze here today. And so at Centers for Spiritual Living, I think most of you know we have a guiding vision that is called the Global Heart Vision. And it guides us as an organization in what we do. And one piece of that Global Heart Vision says, we see a world in which every person lives in alignment with his or her spiritual principles, emphasizing unity with God and connection with each other. A world in which individually and collectively we are called to a higher state of consciousness and of action. We see a world where emphasis of our unity with God and our connection with each other is emphasized, and to live from our highest principles. I think that speaks to our hearts, and it reminds us of what's important. And we also have a mission statement or a vision at Living Beyond Limits, and it talks about being a beneficial presence in the world, and how we become a beneficial presence in this world as we awaken to our own divine nature, as we awaken to that presence of love within us. When we discover that, we automatically become a beneficial presence in the things we do in our lives. And so I think that that mission statement reminds us of what we're really up to here as human beings on planet Earth. Aligning with either one of those statements or any part of that Global Heart Vision actually gives us a sense of purpose in our lives, regardless of what we're doing then. It gives us a sense of direction. It is a reminder of our purpose here, and it acts as a compass pointing us in the direction of our own spiritual values. So I think it's imperative that as we go through our days and as we live our lives, that we are aware of those values and aware of those spiritual principles that guide us and aware of that vision that we hold. Awareness of our own purpose here as spiritual beings. Because without a sense of purpose in our lives, what happens is then we just get caught up in the currents of the culture's beliefs of whatever those beliefs are at this particular time in history. And so we live in a culture right now who tells us that your value as a human being is based on your accomplishments and how much money you have. In fact, we live in a culture that tells you that you are those accomplishments, that's who you are, is the things that you've accomplished in the world. We live in a culture that tells us if you perform well, then you're lovable and are loved. Our culture tells us to make lots of money so that you can go out and buy an expensive home and an expensive car, an expensive boat, expensive toys, because things will make you happy. So let me ask you this. Imagine for a moment that you are an alien from another world and you come here to America and observe the population. What would you observe about accomplishment and success and how important they are? Would you not observe that they seem to be the most important thing that's going on in our society is to accomplish and to succeed? What happens is when we buy into those cultural beliefs of the time, instead of listening to our own hearts and our own spirits, is we end up having lots of shoulds inside of ourselves. We live with the shoulds that say things like, I should work harder, or I should work more, because this, whatever your this isn't enough. In fact, you know many people, no matter how much this is, it's never enough. There's always more that we should strive for. Those shoulds tell us that we should climb that corporate ladder. That if we want to be happy, we have to work hard and to accomplish and to acquire those things. Even if we're happy in the job that we have. Even if we're happy doing what we're doing right now, those shoulds tell us that we should strive for something better. But none of that striving is really fulfilling to our hearts. it's not really fulfilling to our spirits. And it doesn't contribute to our purpose in life as spiritual beings here on planet Earth. And so I'd like to share something with you out of A Daily Dose of Sanity. He says, I met a fellow who spent many years presenting seminars in the genre similar to what I do. He was tired of his work and on the verge of retirement. When I explained to him that in my programs, I teach people to be happier and more successful, he commented, "That's very nice of you. I hadn't thought of it that way. I don't do things to be nice. I do things because I feel joy and fulfillment in doing them. My career is stimulating, rewarding, and an empowering adventure for me. I learn and grow as much as my clients do, sometimes even more. I do what I do because I love it, not because I'm nice." You might object. If everyone did what they wanted, the world would be chaos. People would rape and pillage and we'd live in bedlam. Not really. The spirit within you is intelligent and responsible. And your happiness is deeply connected to the happiness of others. Your true inner being would never guide you to hurt someone. To the contrary, your real self loves to be helpful. And when you do what is empowering to you, you uplift others. A guilt or obligation-based life is not God's idea for you. A celebration-based life is. Choose a career, a relationship, and a spiritual journey that gladdens your heart and leads you to help many in the deepest possible way. Not because you're nice, but because you are. We live that vision not because we're nice, but because of who we are as spiritual beings. And when we disconnect from those shoulds and those oughts that society gives us, then automatically we want to live from our spirit. Then we want to live from our heart. Then we want to live from our own spiritual nature. We want to experience and express who we are as spiritual beings. We want to experience and express who we are, which is love and creativity and oneness. We want to contribute in a way that makes a difference. We want to be who we are, following our own values and the things that are important to us. We want to experience life in its beauty and in its fullness. And when you do that, then you live a life of deep satisfaction and fulfillment. We also live in a society that tells us, look out for number one, that you are an individual and you are on your own. I read an article this week out of the New York Times that was actually a student piece written by a student. And he said, in adulthood, each person goes on a personal trip and racks up a bunch of experiences. And whoever has the most experiences wins. This lie encourages people to believe freedom is the absence of restraint. Be unattached, stay on the move, keep your options open. In reality, the people who live best tie themselves down. They don't ask, what cool thing can I do next? They ask, what is my responsibility here? They respond to some problem or get called out of themselves by a deep love. Here at Living Beyond Limits, we are being called out and have been called out by a deep love. The love of our own spiritual nature. The love of the divine that lives within us. It's the presence of the Infinite One. when we come from love, we are in unity with the divine. Michael Beckwith, Dr. Reverend Michael Beckwith, says, when we begin to understand our purpose for being here, which is to be a revealer of love, then we can start to open ourselves up to God's vision for us and discover our own unique way to deliver that love. And Ernest Holmes, the founder of this philosophy, said, love is the highest principle that life has to offer because it is life acting in unity with itself. So like I said, when we come from love, we are acting in unity with that divine presence. And so the title of my talk today is Sacred Ground. Because whenever we come from love, when we come from our heart, we are standing on sacred ground and we are creating sacred ground. I'm talking about when we live from our hearts and our spirit, that then we are led to be a beneficial presence in this world. That when we listen to our heart and our spirit, we are automatically creating good. And it is then that we live our most deeply satisfying and fulfilling life, because it is then that we are living our purpose. When we come from our heart and when we come from our spirit, then no one's worth is based on how much money they have. Then no one's worth is based on their accomplishments or their title or their status, ourselves included. When we come from our hearts, that is not significant. When we come from our hearts and from our spirits, then everyone is deserving. Everyone is deserving of love and care and kindness and compassion. When we listen to our hearts and our spirits, there are no shoulds. As in, I should climb that corporate ladder, or I should buy a house in a more prestigious neighborhood. Instead, we then spend time doing what is soul-fulfilling. We spend time doing the stuff that feeds our own spirit and that feeds our own soul, like spending time with your loved ones or volunteering for something that calls to your heart, like walking dogs at the animal shelter or reading to children or maybe calling someone from church who has been staying home and not showing up at the park. Maybe it's about being kind to a neighbor. When you are guided from your heart, maybe it's even about being kind to someone who's grumpy. Maybe it's about being kind to a stranger on the street. And so there's something else that I'd like to share with you out of a Daily Dose of Sanity. It says, a steam locomotive needs two essential ingredients to get where it is going. The fire in the engine generates steam that propels the engine, while the tracks guide it in a chosen direction. If the engine has steam but no tracks, it will flail about chaotically and get nowhere. If it has tracks but no steam, it would know where to go and how to get there, but it would sit idly, literally dead in its tracks. Combine the elements of steam and tracks, and you have a powerful vehicle and a useful route. If you intend to achieve your valued goals, you need both steam and tracks. You need passion, motivation, and enthusiasm, and you need clarity, purpose, and direction. If either is lacking, you will not get where you want to go. Join the two, and you are sure to arrive and enjoy the process. The things that speak to our hearts and our enthusiasm is the steam. That vision, those guiding principles, your own spiritual values are the tracks that lead you where you want to go. But you must pay attention to the tracks so that your steam will take you where you really want to be. So to me, it's about really living from our spiritual values, living from our spiritual principles, and from our heart, and from our spirit, and from our own divine nature, instead of living from competition or scarcity or fear. If you didn't know, today is Nelson Mandela International Day. And it is a day that came about via the United Nations. It began in 2009 by means of the General Assembly of the United Nations, and it is celebrated in recognition of the former South African president's contribution to a culture of peace and freedom. I did not know about that, and I love it. He was a man who made a huge difference in this world for so many people because he followed a vision that lived inside of himself. He stood for and promoted justice and peace and human rights, harmony with nature, and dignity for all. And Nelson Mandela told us, it is in your hands to make the world a better place. It is in your hands to make the world a better place, because it is in your heart to make this world a better place. It's in your spirit to make this world a better place. So what is required is that we hold that vision in our minds. Whether it's a vision of a world that works for everyone, or a vision of being a beneficial presence in this world out of our realization of our oneness with spirit, or whether it's a vision of unity with God and connection with each other and living from our highest spiritual principles. That becomes the tracks, the train tracks that guide your choices and your decisions and your words and your actions. In Proverbs, it says, where there is no vision, the people shall perish. Where there is vision, the people shall flourish. So what is your vision? What is your guiding principle? The thing that leads you in making your choices and your decisions, that highest principle within you. Close your eyes and just ask yourself for a moment. What is my highest vision? And I invite you to open your eyes. Let that be your tracks. Let that be the thing that leads you to the destination of that vision made real. So my invitation to you this week is to listen to your heart and to listen to your spirit, to listen to the voice of the divine within you, and to live your life from that stance of listening within, to get in touch with your own spirit every day before you leave your house, to take some time to get quiet and to turn within and to listen to the guidance of your own spirit and what it wants to do and what is valuable to it, where it wants to go. To remind yourself of the truth that you know inside of yourself, the truth of oneness, the truth of the goodness of life, the truth that you are here as a spiritual being, that you are a conduit for the divine, for you are God's delivery system. Remember your vision and let that be your tracks. And as a result of that, you'll be evolving your own life and evolving your own self. You will be making a positive impact on this world and being a beneficial presence. You will be living your own purpose in this life, your own spiritual purpose, and you'll be creating sacred ground wherever you are. For in truth, you are already and always standing on sacred ground. And so blessings to every single one of you on this path of discovering your own spirit, discovering that presence of the divine that leads you and guides you in all things, this path of being a beneficial presence in this world. Blessings to all of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so I turn my attention to that truth that yes, indeed, there is only one. One power, one presence, one life, one beingness. And it is that presence of the divine. That divine presence that expresses itself in and through and around and as everything that exists. For God is truly the only power and the only life that there is. And as I recognize that presence that is everywhere, throughout all of space and all of time, that which everything comes into being by means of, I recognize that we are each emanations of that one, that we are living the life of the divine, and it is that presence that lifts us and carries us and buoys us through our lives. It is that presence that speaks to our hearts and to our souls about being a beneficial presence. It is that presence that speaks to our hearts and our souls of a high vision of a world that works for everyone and a world that works for each of us individually. It is that presence that speaks to us of oneness, of connection, of inclusion and equality and fairness and brotherhood, sisterhood, and love. For I know that we have come here to this planet to make a difference, to make a difference in our own lives and to make a difference for those fellow travelers of this spiritual path, our family members called the human race. And so today, I know that that presence leads us and guides us into high actions towards ourselves and towards others. For love is truly the basis of everything. Love is truly the only power that exists. And so love is the thing that leads us and guides us. And so I speak this word also for this entire planet. Every single person, recognizing that that presence of the Infinite One is calling to the hearts of each and every person, each and every politician, each and every decision maker. The presence of love is calling them to make choices and to move forward in ways that support this planet, that support nature, that support human beings thriving and living their best lives. For as I recognize this, I'm able to recognize it because I recognize that God is the only thing that is acting through each of us. And so it is with absolute faith and conviction and assurance that I release this word into the creative law of this universe, knowing that it is unfolding itself now, simply because God is all there is. And so I release this word in gratitude, and I say, and so it is. So I'm going to invite our practitioner, David Conant, forward, and he's going to come lead us in an affirmation that is on your handout.
If you would join me as we read this together. Today, I listen to my heart, my spirit, and my own divine nature. I live with purpose and from my highest spiritual principles. I am always standing on sacred ground, and so it is.
Thank you. And so it is now time for our offering. So if you brought an offering with you today, I invite you to bring that forward. And if you are continuing to support Living Beyond Limits online, I thank you for your ongoing support of Living Beyond Limits. And so I invite you to join me in a blessing of this offering. And so really it is from a fullness of heart, fullness of spirit, gratitude for this community, gratitude for being together, gratitude for this philosophy. It is from this fullness of spirit today that I bless this offering, knowing that it blesses us because it is transformed into ministry. It blesses each of us who are here today, and it blesses each person who is to come here in the future. And so I bless this community. I bless Living Beyond Limits. I bless this philosophy, and I invite you to send a blessing with me out into this entire world, to every home and to every heart, to every person and to every place. A blessing of abundance, a blessing of peace, and a blessing of love. And I say thank you, God, and so it is. And so I have a couple of invitations for you, if I can find them. One is that we will be having Connection and Spiritual Practice on Zoom this coming Thursday night at 7. It is a time where we get together and do some spiritual practice together and have some discussion and really just get to have heart connections with each other and spend some really lovely soul-nurturing time. So if you'd like to join us for that, the Zoom number is on that handout that you have right there. Also, that we are looking for Living Beyond Limits. We are looking for a new home. Chris and I actually went out last week and looked at a bunch of different parks and recreation sites and found a couple that we think we might be interested in. They aren't booking anything yet. They're hoping maybe in September. So we're continuing to look. So if you have any fabulous ideas or any connections or are interested in looking around, talk to me. Talk to Chris. Chris is actually kind of in charge of that home looking, but some of the parameters are on here of where we're looking. And I want to say too, you know, I had said Long Beach when I first mentioned it to you, and then some people told me about some areas downtown, and I want to be in this area, and it's like I didn't even know what it was until I looked it up yesterday. I think this is East Long Beach.
Yes.
So we want to be in East Long Beach or Lakewood or Los Alamitos. So I just invite you to keep your eyes and your ears open and let us know if you find anything. And yes?
What about Signal Hill and Central Long Beach?
Well, around the airports, okay, Signal Hill, I've already talked to the city planner, and they said there is not really a space where there's enough parking for us, so I did that a while ago. Talk to Chris about the areas.
Okay.
And what else? We are continuing to do Ministry of Prayer, so if you have a prayer request, you can give it to Barbara Conant. Barbara, will you raise your hand? If you have a prayer request, and we will support you, the practitioners and me, the minister, for the next week in prayer for whatever it is, whatever perfect outcome you would like to have in your life. And Barbara Conant has prayer shawls. If you would like to wrap yourself in that energy of prayer, talk with her and she can get that to you, or if you want to gift it to someone. And so that we will be here again next week. So I look forward to seeing you here next week. I'd love to see you on Zoom on Thursday nights. And so in the meantime, know that you are loved, and we'll see you here next week.